This is program number LW2609. Well, her mama was concerned. I'm talking about a little 6-year-old first grader, a little white girl who was on her way to her first day at school. Hi, this is Larry West. I said her mama was concerned. You see, the reason was the new school had just become integrated, and her mama was a little, should we say, upset in having to send her little girl out into the world, and especially when she saw after both mother and child had arrived that first morning that the one to sit next to her was a little 6-year-old black girl. Likewise, her first day at school, too. Well, after the teacher had introduced everybody to each other, the teacher asked the mothers to leave. A few others had come, too, you see. So they did. Well, this little girl's mother was quite anxious all day, wondering how her baby was doing, particularly with her black classmates. Finally, the bell rang, and school was out for the day. Mama was out front, waiting in the car. She had gotten there quite early. The double doors to the schoolhouse burst open, and kids poured out like fruit out of a Capricornia. The mother strained to see if she could spot her brand-new first grader. Finally, here she came. "How was it?" her mother asked anxiously. "Fine," the little blonde-haired, blue-eyed daughter responded. "Well, how did you and the little black girl get along?" the mother questioned. "Oh, Mama," the little girl said, "we were both so scared, we held hands almost all day." You know, I've noticed, for the most part, the bad things kids learn, you know, like prejudice, are the things we adults teach them. Did you know that a baby, be he black or white, Mexican or Indian, Chinese or whatever, a baby doesn't know that he's supposed to snub his nose at a grown-up who's a different color? He doesn't know that. He learns it. A doctor once entered the room of a new mother, and the advice he told her was priceless. He said, "I never deliver any bad babies. They're all innocent, good, and clean. They don't have any bad thoughts. They don't have prejudices or anything like that. Their little minds are like blank sheets of paper, and they will become what their mothers and daddies and our world make them to be." David Livingston, who lived during the 1800s, was a man well known for his love for another race. He was English. He's buried in Westminster Abbey in London now, but he spent more than 30 years in Africa trying to help people of another race. He went there when slave trading was really getting started. On one of his first trips into the jungle, once a tiny black girl ran out of her village and hid under Livingston's wagon. She was trying to get away from some white men who were trying to kidnap her and sell her to a bunch of traders for, oh, a little cloth or maybe a gun. But Livingston helped her to escape. There was a man who refused to let the rest of the adult world teach him that just because someone had a different color skin or talked differently or walked differently or whatever, that he was supposed to snub them, hate them, use them, or even turn his back on them and walk away. Not Livingston. People like Livingston are rare, and it's no wonder that we remember them affectionately. I like what a little fellow named Jeff said one day. A neighbor, having seen him play on several occasions with a little black friend, stopped him outside the house one day and asked him, "Jeff, what do your other white friends think about your playing with a little black boy?" Well, Jeff responded, "Who's black?" And the neighbor said, "Well, Alvin's black." And little Jeff, surprised, his eyes looked like organ stops, he said, "Alvin is black?" There are some things we people shouldn't notice, and the color of our skin is one of them. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Quite frankly, I'm glad that Jesus Christ doesn't look at the color of our skin. If he did, I'd be in trouble. You see, I'm not the same race as the one into which he was born. According to the Bible, the only color God is concerned about is the red blood of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world. You know the rest. I have a Bible study course, yours for the asking. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.